I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Well, there's a lot of it, and some of it we just don't have time to get to, so I'm going to point out what you should go look at sierrawave.net. William Brown, superintendent and principal in Lone Pine, wrote an article on Focus on What Matters Most. Tyler Beadle did a city briefing of the January 12, 2026 meeting. And then Mono County Board of Supervisors announces their 2026 leadership appointments. Supervisor Jennifer Kreitz elected chair. Board recognizes outgoing leadership as well. That is on our website. Let's get into this. The BUHS boys soccer team hosted Desert and won 18-1. The Broncos remain unbeaten. Broncos will play Cal City at home. Well, today, Thursday, Cal City is also unbeaten. Come support the Broncos. The Broncos ladies start at 3 p.m. and the boys at 5 p.m. Well, last week, the Bishop Broncos wrestling team competed in the Silverado tournament in Victorville. Wrestling for the Broncos were freshman Talon Romero at 126 pounds, Mickey Valle at 126 pounds, and Jay Mina at 120 pounds. Gabe Montoya at 132 pounds, juniors Jaden McPhillips at 144 pounds, and Daxon Zacina at 190 pounds, with seniors Kanyo Graves and Mickey Trejo both at 165 pounds. At the first match at 126 pounds, freshman Talon Romero pinned his opponent in 3:22, but hurt his ankle in the process and was unable to continue. Senior Mickey Trejo, wrestling at 165 pounds, had the fastest pin in the tournament in just 23 seconds. He finished with 3 wins, which were all by pin, and 2 losses, putting him just out of the medals. Senior Kanyo Graves at 165 pounds was dominant. He met the second-seeded wrestler, who was ranked number 39 in the state of California. Kanyo dominated throughout the match and was ahead 14-4 before pinning his opponent in the third period. Kanyo ended up pinning every opponent he faced, finishing in first place during the tournament. Only 6 points were scored against him. He earned more team points than any other wrestler in the entire tournament. None of the other Broncos won a match. Head coach Brady Howell said, "I am pleased with the way these guys have been wrestling. We still have a lot of work to do, but I am proud of the progress I have been seeing. I plan on keeping that progress rolling through the second half of the season." The next action for the team will be a tournament in Fountain Valley, where several of the best teams in Southern California will be competing. Next week, the Broncos will host Desert High School in the Broncos' only home dual meet at 5 p.m. on January 21st. Good luck, BUHS Broncos wrestling team, in that match. Well, the deadline to apply for the Edison Scholarship Program is next Thursday, January 22nd. Here's some quick facts about the program. Each year, Edison International awards scholarships to 30 high school seniors who plan to major in a STEM field, that's science, technology, engineering, or math. High school seniors who live in Southern California Edison service area, which is ours, are eligible to apply for the $50,000 scholarship paid over 4 years. Edison scholars may also apply for a paid summer internship with SCE upon completing the first year of school. The 2026 scholarships will be awarded in the 140th year of SCE service to its communities. Well, the Eastern Sierra Continuum of Care announces the annual point in time, which is called PIT. Count will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, January 22nd, across Alpine, Inyo, and Mono counties. This federally required single-night snapshot identifies individuals and families experiencing homelessness and helps guide local planning and support funding for outreach and housing resources. Inyo County employees, partner agencies, and community volunteers will conduct brief confidential surveys during the count, which is required every January by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, other known as HUD. Individuals will be surveyed fall under 3 categories as defined by HUD. That is unsheltered, staying in places not meant for human habitation like streets, cars, parks, abandoned buildings. Sheltered, staying in emergency shelters, safe havens, or transitional housing programs. And domestic violence, individuals in DV sheltering or meeting literal homelessness standards are included. The data collected during the PIT guides local planning and resource allocation, supports grant applications and funding decisions for outreach, housing, and supportive services, and strengthens regional coordination among service providers and public agencies. To foster community connection, well, spaghetti dinners will be served at the Wellness Centers in Lone Pine, 310 North Jackson Street, and Bishop at 586 Central Street on the night of the count. The point-in-time count is an essential tool for understanding who in our community needs support right now. Inyo County Health and Human Services Director Anna Scott said, by partnering with agencies and volunteers, we can collect meaningful data that directly informs funding decisions and helps us deliver effective services across Alpine, Inyo, and Mono counties. We are grateful for our volunteers and partners who step up each year, Scott said. From canvassing to hosting welcoming meals, this collaboration ensures people are counted and connected to resources. To volunteer, donate, or learn more, email srubio, that is S-R-U-B-I-O, at inyocounty.us. For individuals seeking services, visit or call the Wellness Centers in Lone Pine at 760-876-4574 or Bishop at 760-873-8039. On the night of the count, during the five-day service window that follows. Well, let us show our love for our historic Bishop Visitor Center A-frame. Please write a Valentine and drop it off at Bishop Library. Please write a message of love for the historic Bishop Visitor Center A-frame at the City Park, which is in danger of being destroyed. Ideas to write: I love the A-frame, memories associated with the building, maybe love of mid-century architecture, what the building means to you and the community, love of local history. The A-frame is a very recognizable symbol of Bishop. Love of Bishop Chamber of Commerce and Bishop Visitor Center. Drop off your Valentines at the Bishop Library in the special basket by February 14th so they can be delivered to the A-frame. Well, yesterday, President Trump signed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act into law, legislation proudly supported by Congressman Kevin Kiley. Kevin Kiley helped pass the bill through the Education and Workforce Committee and supported the bill during a floor debate. Under previous regulations, schools participating in the National School Lunch Program were required to follow the most recent Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which limited milk options to fat-free or low-fat varieties. These restrictions were enforced through U.S. Department of Agriculture regulations. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act updates those requirements by allowing schools to offer a full range of milk options, including whole, reduced fat, low fat, and fat-free milk. The law also permits schools to serve either organic or non-organic. Whatever basis in science or public health might have once supported these restrictions has long since been debunked, said Representative Kiley. Kids deserve access to the healthiest options available in their school cafeterias. Glad we're finally correcting the mistake. The law will support hardworking dietary farmers across the country and promote healthy meals for American children. Though Rick Ronald Maddox, 69, was born on September 6, 1956, he passed away with his family present by his bedside on December 21, 25 in Palmdale, California. Rick spent the majority of his life in the Owens Valley. He'll have funeral services on Saturday, January 17th at 11 a.m. It'll be at the Independence Cemetery at 402 South Clay Street in Independence, California. Reception, a potluck reception, will immediately take place at the Fort Independence Community Building at 147 North Highway, number 395, Independence, California. If you missed any of this news, it is available and more at sierrawave.net or on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media or on Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. I'm Jason Brown. Thanks for listening. Since 1996, for over 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it.